Good evening, and welcome to tonight's teleclass. Tonight's teleclass is What Makes a Woman Approachable, Attractive, and Alluring? My name is Shadi Arlan. I am a program leader at PAX Programs. I lead the Queen's Code Workshop. And I have the special pleasure of having a panel of men, and I'll tell you more about that in a little bit. But first, let me begin by introducing you to what we're going to be doing tonight on this teleclass. I want to welcome you and thank you for giving me the next hour of your life. I'm already having fun just being on this call with you and with some dear friends. And I'm excited to share the information that we have for you tonight, as well as have this panel of men. So let us get started. Let's get started by introducing myself and our organization and where we come from. In this teleclass, I'm going to be giving you some extraordinary information which you can immediately apply to improve your relationships with all men and women in your life. The intention of this hour is to present the possibilities of partnership, adoration, and ecstasy, which means a really big happy, which is what we teach in all of our courses, as well as in all of our books, CDs, DVDs, and downloadable recordings. And also in this teleclass, we're going to give an opportunity to our customers to register into the first course that is available to women only, and the course is called the Queen's Code Workshop. It used to be called Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women. And the women that are listening to this teleclass are going to be able to register for the Queen's Code Workshop at a deep discount. And I'm also going to tell those women how they can register for that deep discount and get some really amazing bonuses when they register into the Queen's Code Workshop. Also, by the end of this call, I'm going to tell you the answer to this question. The question is, what's the difference between a woman who has really great relationships with men and women who don't have really great relationships with men? Okay? Now, there's something that I need in order to be able to answer that question, and it's actually something that I need and able for this call to go really well. I'm going to need your help, and I'm going to need you to actually partner with me in the next hour. And this is how it's going to look like. This is what it's going to look like. I need it to be okay for the next hour. I need it to be okay for me and for the panel of men to be able to tell you how it really is, to tell it to you straight. So I need you to ask yourself, will that be okay with you? Will it be okay with you for us to be honest and authentic and transparent with you? Will it be okay with you if we're honest and authentic and transparent? If so, please stay on the call. Please keep listening. If that's not okay by you, I recommend you not stay, as you'll only become upset, and that is actually the antithesis to ecstasy. That's the exact opposite of what we're going for. So please, hang up now. You'll only be upset, and I don't want you to be upset. That's not why I do what I do. I do what I do in the world because I actually want to end suffering. That's my mission. Suffering is going to happen in human life, but there's a lot of needless suffering that's going on. And we actually have a lot of answers to the problems that we suffer over in our relationships as men and women. Now, you might be wondering, how do we get those answers? So I'm going to give you a little background so you understand how we got to the answer that we can now provide. I'm sure many of you know the story of a princess who kisses a frog, and he turns himself into a handsome prince. That kiss turns the frog into a handsome prince. That magical kiss from that princess. Now, it's a fairy tale, and it'd be hard not to know that fairy tale. Well, what we discovered was that fairy tale actually can happen in reverse. You can actually have a prince and kiss him a bunch, and then eventually actually stop kissing him. And he turns into a frog. Now, the creator of all of our courses and all of our products, that's our books and our CDs, our DVDs, and our downloadable recordings, Her name is Alison Armstrong. Alison Armstrong is a brilliant woman. She's a brilliant woman. Back in February of 1991, Alison learned that she was a frog farmer. A frog farmer is a woman who is such an expert at turning great men into duds that she could actually harvest them and sell them at her local farmer's market. She had so many great men that she had turned into frogs. She had bushels of these men that had become frogs. She turned all the men in her life into frogs. Her father, her stepfather, her two brothers, her countless boyfriends, her male co-workers, her ex-husband, any and every man within her reach turned into a jerk. Now, you can tell if this has happened in your relationships with men. If the men in your life are really wonderful at some point in your relationship, you know, they're the things that you like. They're attentive, or they're romantic, or they're communicative. And over time, they stop being those things. They stop paying attention. They stop doing those little things that make life great. They stop telling you things. And they grow distant. They grow cold. They make you feel like you're not really cared for. Well, 24 years ago, Alison Armstrong found out she was a frog farmer. And she said this about herself. She said, "Give me 10 days and I can bring out the worst in any man." This is not a great skill to have. No woman wants to have this skill. Here's the problem, among many that she had. The problem was she had no idea how she was doing it. She didn't know how she was turning these wonderful men into jerks. She didn't know. They were just great one day, and the next day she couldn't stand them. She also found out that most women turn princes into frogs and also have no idea how they're doing it. You know how we can do that as women? We can get together and talk about how the men are great. Oh, we just met this great guy. He's so wonderful. He's so handsome. He's so smart. He's so romantic. And then all of a sudden we're complaining about him to our girlfriends. Or we're all excited, but all of our girlfriends are like, just wait, just wait. Just keep dating him. Once you're married for a couple years. Yeah. The prince turns into a frog. Well, Alison decided to explore this idea. She decided to explore the idea that maybe, there's something that we as women are doing that has men respond in a particular way. Just maybe. Maybe there are ways that will actually bring out the frog, and there are other ways that will bring out the prince. Alison has been exploring this idea and has come to a very deep and profound understanding of how men are. And this has made their behavior predictable in a very good way. So I'm going to tell you the key to avoiding frog farming. The key to avoiding frog farming is understanding how men are designed and then learning how to inspire men given how they are naturally, given who they are fundamentally as men. That's the key to avoiding frog farming. And that's what we'll teach. That's what we teach in every single one of our courses, books, CDs, DVDs, downloadable audio recordings. That's what we teach. This is who men are fundamentally, and this is how you get what you need given who they are. In our course, the Queen's Code Workshop, we teach women how men speak, how men listen, how men think, how men act, and how men are motivated. We are fluent in the language that men speak. And in 2 short days, we teach women how to speak to men so you can be heard by the men in your life. We call it Manglish. It is the English that men speak. And luckily, it is way easier to learn than Spanish or Russian or Mandarin. You can actually learn Manglish in 2 short days. We also know how to listen to men in a way that has them reveal their feelings. And we can teach you how to have a man in your life open up to you, any man. We'll teach you the key that will unlock that man in your life so that he will reveal his feelings to you. And here's the really good news. The really good news Emily, could you do me a favor and put everybody else on mute besides me? Thank you. Okay. So here's the really great news. I was talking about revealing feelings, okay? About giving you the keys to have a man open up to you, okay? The really great news about how we teach you to that key that we give you that will have any man be able to open up to you is that what we'll teach you will take a lot less energy from you to have a man open up to you than what you're currently doing. What we currently do as women is we try to pull out of him the real story, try to get the real story out of him. We try to get it out of him. You don't have to get it out of him, and it doesn't work anyway. You don't have to try to corner him into something. You know, you don't have to try to, like, con him or text him or not text him, excuse me, test him or do any of that stuff. Try to trap him into giving you the real story. No, what we teach you is actually going to have him just spill the beans. It's going to take a lot less effort. What we teach you in the Queen's Code Workshop is we're going to teach you how to actually understand how a man thinks and therefore how he is motivated so you can start predicting his behavior. See, it's really important to understand how a man's brains work so it's no longer a mystery. Because how many of you have ever had the experience of, what the hell just happened? Or, what the hell was he thinking? You know, have you ever been, you know, surprised in a bad way by a man? Well, the problem was you didn't understand how his brain actually works. In order to understand how he is motivated, in order to be able to predict their behavior, you have to understand how their brain works. And we can teach you how their brain works in 2 short days. But most importantly, what we're going to give you by Sunday at 7 p.m. is we're going to give you a different point of view about men that prevents you from being hurt and frustrated by them. See, a graduate of the Queen's Code Workshop has an empowering point of view about men. An empowering point of view about men. Now, this empowering point of view about men actually has men crave partnerships with our graduates. They crave partnership with our graduates. Why they crave partnership with our graduates is because they can trust us. They can trust us to show them the respect that they need in order to be able to partner with us. See, you might not like to hear that part, but men need to be respected. And we live in a culture that doesn't actually show men respect. If you're listening to this call and think, why do they deserve to be respected? Yeah, I'm so sorry. I am so very sorry. I am so very sorry for all the ways that you have been hurt and disrespected by men. I am so very sorry for all the times you haven't gotten what you needed. I am so very sorry that you have not gotten the appreciation, the support, the affection, the fun, the attention, the satisfaction, the thoughtfulness, the communication, the listening, the understanding, the compassion, the connection, the romance that your heart craved. I am so very sorry. What we actually deliver on in the Queen's Code workshop is a profound and deep healing in your relationships with men. One in which you can actually partner with them by the end, because not only did we give you a profound and deep healing, but we gave you the tools in order to be able to partner with them. We taught you the words that they need to hear so they can actually listen to you and know what the hell you're saying. We'll tell you the time to talk with them so they can actually hear you. We'll tell you how men are motivated so you can inspire them to act. What's going to happen from doing the Queen's Code workshop? What's going to happen is that we're going to give you the ability to get what you need from men without all the struggle and the suffering, without all the manipulation and all the game playing. And everyone is honored and supported. And what's going to happen is that you're going to be more satisfied in your relationships with men. And this will make you very, very attractive. What we teach the women in the Queen's Code workshop will make you a man magnet. Because what we teach is we teach women how to be a queen. A queen. So you might be wondering, what is a queen? Well, it's easier for me to tell you what a queen is not. A queen is not a bitch or a doormat. A queen is not a diva or a people pleaser. She's not entitled or forceful, and she's not weak or submissive. Because none of that is actually attracted to men, and it won't actually satisfy you. This is what a queen is. A queen gets what she needs from a place of power. Feminine power. A queen has vision and power, and this inspires. It inspires men, it inspires women, it inspires children. And what we have done is we have cracked the code on how to be a powerful feminine woman who gets what she needs and does not alienate or intimidate men or other women. She knows her worth and her value, and she embodies the qualities that makes the world a better place. And that's why people want to be with her, give to her, and make her life great. Since 1995, so over the last 20 years, over 25,000 women all over the United States, as well as Great Britain, Europe, and Canada, have participated in the Queen's Code workshop. And I am one of those women. And I came in 10 years ago confused, angry, and frustrated and hurt by men. And I left 2 days later happy to be sharing the planet with men. Happy. Now, the information that we have to give you did not come out of books or theories, but it actually came out of carefully listening to and observing actual, real-life men and women. So we understand men and women, and not just according to us, but according to men and women. And what we've been doing for the last 24 years is we've been asking men questions and listening to their answers. And so in the Queen's Code workshop, what we do is we teach women about men. But there's always going to be this little voice in your head that says, could it be like this? Could that be accurate? Could it be this simple? Could it be this easy? So So what we do on Sunday afternoon is we bring in real, live men. We call it the panel of men. And they stay with us for about an hour, hour and 15 minutes, and they answer your questions. And tonight's teleclass is very special because I get to give you a taste of a panel of men. Now, the panel of men is invariably the women's favorite part of our workshops. And this teleclass has been very popular. We have 172 people on this teleclass tonight, which is really great for us. So, you've been very patient with me. Thank you for listening. Why we have the panel is so that you can hear it from the source, because I know it makes a difference. We know that you actually want to hear, what do the men really think? So I pose this question to three men, and the question for this teleclass is, what makes a woman approachable, attractive, and alluring? And I'm going to give the men like 30 seconds apiece to introduce themselves, just like they do in a real-life panel at a Queen's Code workshop. And how they introduce themselves is they say their name, their age, their relationship situation, and their occupation. And because we're on a teleclass and they're in different cities, they can also say what city they're calling from. Okay? And then, after they each introduce themselves, we're going to have them take a couple minutes apiece to answer this question. And then we're just sort of going to go around organically for a little bit and have a conversation about this question and see what else comes up from this question. This is a little unorthodox way to do a panel. During the actual live panels at a Queen's Code workshop, it happens a little bit differently. You'll have to come and see to understand the difference. But this, again, is just a taste of what it's like. Okay. So, Graydon, would you be able to go first? Emily, I would – oh, great. Thank you for unmuting his microphone. Graydon, would you be able to go first?
For sure, Shadi. Yeah, I don't mind at
great.
All.
Great. Graydon, and then Nicole, and then Vince.
Excellent. So my introduction, my name is Graydon Saul. I live in Victoria, BC, Canada on Vancouver Island. I'm a realtor by trade, and I've got a lot of other interests as well. And I'm currently in a charmed and enchanted relationship.
Awesome.
Would you... Is there anything else you'd like to know?
Did you say your age?
Yeah, I'm 39.
Great. Thank you so much. And then they might not know what a charmed and enchanted relationship is, so would you elaborate a little bit? Are you dating exclusively?
That's a good question. I am I'm charmed and enchanted by a woman, so much in that I'm not actively dating anybody else. Yeah.
Great.
So it and yeah, and for those that don't know what it is to be charmed and enchanted, it's another word for it would be special. Mm. It's when you meet somebody that just allows you to be who you are as a man and accepts you for who you are. That's everything.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
McCall, can you go next?
I can. Happy to. Good evening, Shadi. Good evening, everyone. My name is McCall Jones. I'm 50 years old. I live in Los Angeles, and I'm an entrepreneur.
And your relationship situation?
Is currently single.
Great. Thank you. And then Vince.
Good evening. I'm Vince. I live in Dallas. I am a marketing and communications director for a tech company and also a certified event leader through PAX and run dating events in Dallas. I'm 41 and currently enjoying dating.
Great. Awesome. Thank you. Okay, great. This is actually really great that we have single/dating men on this call, because the topic is what makes women approachable, attractive, and alluring. And I do a little research, and of course, I love a dictionary. So how can you not love a dictionary? It's, it provides clarity, and I love clarity. So I just want to talk a little bit to make sure that everybody is on the same page of what we mean by approachable, attractive, and alluring. And simply put, approachable just means easy to talk to. And it's a very common question that women ask in our workshops, what makes a woman approachable? And I don't know if women are trying to make this a lot harder than it needs to be, but approachable just means easy to talk to. Another word for it is friendly, okay? Attractive means arousing interest or appealing. Now, alluring is my favorite one, though. Alluring was really taking it up a notch. Alluring means powerfully and mysteriously attractive or fascinating, seductive, very attractive or tempting, enticing, seductive, fascinating, charming. Alluring, that's like really like top shelf, right? And so, and funny enough, there's a makeup magazine called Allure. So like I get why they didn't call it attractive or approachable. So anyway, that was a little sidebar because I like a good dictionary lookup. So now I want to hear from the men, and why don't we go with the same lineup or pattern that we started and have Graydon go first.
Sure, Shadi. What is it specifically that you want to know?
I want to know, for you as a man, what makes a woman approachable, attractive, and alluring? And it doesn't have to be one woman who's all those three things. So you can say, this woman is this because she was doing that, but this woman was this because she was doing that, and that woman was alluring because she was this.
I would say the thing that stands out for me is when a woman is approachable. Because if she's not approachable, then none of the other things really count. So when a woman is approachable, what it means is that she has an energy or a willingness that is really apparent. Because as guys, we're really good at sensing these types of things. So when a woman has the thought or the energy around her where she is willing to accept men into her life as men. So what I mean by that is there's when you're, say, you're walking down the street, and there's some women that won't make eye contact. And I'm not talking about like staring you down kind of eye contact. I'm talking just about like general, courteous eye contact, how they hold themselves and they shirk away. And I'm a rather tall guy. I'm 6'4", 220. And I, when I'm walking down the street, I don't want to intimidate anybody. It would be nice when I'm just kind of out there to have someone receive me as a man rather than as a competitor or as a threat or something like that. And I'm not a really threatening-looking guy. It's just sometimes it's the reaction or the lack of acceptance that some women have. So I would say that before you can be alluring and before you can be anything, I think you really need to be approachable. And for me, approachability is a willingness and an air about you where you are willing to accept men as they are, as a partner, as a confidant, as a willing participant in life, rather than some kind of competitor. So that's about it for me for now.
Thank you.
I hope that helps.
And I appreciate it. Yeah, it does. It helps big time. Thank you.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay, McCall, would you like to go next?
Yes, I would. Thank you. And I'd like to start by echoing everything that Graydon described as being consistent with my experience and my observations, and what helps me be more comfortable when I'm working with, speaking with, bumping into women. I find that alluring and attractive tends to be rooted in a woman who's comfortable with herself first. And that tends to show up and in be represented in a number of ways. Is she comfortable with smiling right off the bat? Is she comfortable saying hi? Does she have a sense of humor? Does she try to make jokes? Does she try to be funny? To me, in my experience, all those things are indicative of someone who's comfortable with themselves. And I find that women who are comfortable with themselves, you know, they know what they want. They're pursuing it. They know what they don't want, and they're staying away from it. And she's clear about the type of relationship. She's clear about the type of person she is. All those things are very attractive. And I find that women who are comfortable with themselves and know themselves tend, in my experience, to understand and interact with men in a much more comfortable way. And that comfortability, I cannot undersell the importance of a man being comfortable in the presence of a woman, because if we're not comfortable, we will still perform our roles as protector or as provider, but we don't get to be ourselves in that equation. We respond to duty, we respond to honor, and we respond to the instinct to provide and to protect. But if there's not a, I guess the best word or a word is the permission, if you will, or better yet, the invitation. If there's not the invitation, and that invitation is seen through through that sense of humor, through her knowing herself, through her being comfortable, being down to earth and showing who she really is, that to us is an invitation, and that's what makes a woman attractive and alluring, and someone we want to spend time with, and someone we are more than happy to share with, because we can literally feel it in our chests, in our bodies, in our heads. We can feel that she's comfortable and welcoming of what it is we have to really say. And there's literally no place like home when it comes to being invited and being welcomed in terms of our ideas, in terms of our ambitions, sometimes in terms of our doubts. All those things make a woman magically attractive and alluring.
Beautiful. Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you. Was there more, or can we go to Vince?
That's it for now.
Okay. Thank you. Fantastic. Vince, what would you like to add?
Well, those were two very amazing answers. I will also echo both of them. What I think these days, I think it's really easy for all of us to not be getting enough sleep, to be too stressed out at work, especially women who are trying to have the career life and have some family life at the same time. And I think it's easy for us just not to be our best self and just not seem like we're outgoing and approachable when you know, we're kind of out and about. I think it's just easy to be distracted more than anything else. And I like women who are, you know, out and looking up, and people who seem like you could, you know, maybe talk to them at Starbucks, something like that. Just kind of have that air of, you know, it'd be okay to talk to me. You wouldn't be distracting me from something else, or, you know, the checking in on Facebook. This 10 minutes is, you know, so important. And I think those people just kind of radiate that. You know, we're either in touch with that stuff or we aren't. And I think that's somewhat more important than, you know, how she dressed or what she thinks the attitude is for the day. It's just kind of that general air of approachability. You know, people we meet, we kind of get that, you know, don't bother me, or, you know, I might be fun to talk to kind of vibe. And I think lots of people who would really be fun to talk to just kind of leave the house without that turned on, without paying attention to doing that. And I think I think we can all, when we're dating, miss a lot of opportunities. You know, may decide Friday night to go out to the bar to do some dating. But there's lots of people that we see all the time that we're walking right past, which are probably much better environments for the people, you know, quality people are looking for anyway. And I think that approachable piece is really big. I think Graydon said, you know, without that, nothing else really happens. On the attractive piece, I think somebody who's smart and funny and really, you know, being herself, I love what McCall said about men not really being able to be in that good space if, you know, we don't feel comfortable and like we're being welcomed in. I also think that if, you know, women aren't in the right space, then they don't present as that kind of inviting and welcoming so that we can be inviting and welcoming. Kind of a, you know, you need both of those things to set up that environment. You explained that very well. And what I like for the alluring is it just seems to me that alluring starts to happen when you start making those connections, when you start seeing things that are same about both of you. And I know for me, you know, more than anything, where'd you go to school or what do you do for a living? You know, to me, those are kind of lower energy connections. But the stuff that's going to be alluring to me, we're going to have already been, you know, approachable and confident when we left the house and attractive, you know, when we available for that. And I'm really interested in, you know, a sense of humor is a great way to sort people, much better than a lot of the ways that we use. It'd be really nice if we were both comfortable enough that we were showing our real sense of humor, maybe not some, you know, nervous senses of humor. And it's just kind of nice to be with a person and in their presence. And, you know, to me, that's really where all the good stuff comes from, right? The communication is important, sure, but it's nice to be with somebody you can just be quiet with and stuff too. And I think that that deep stuff really only comes out in that connection between the two people or in each of us one at a time when those other things are working. You know, when somebody's in that good space, they're going to seem approachable and they're going to come off as attractive. They're going to light up the room when they come in. They're going to be somebody people want to talk to or, what do you do? What are you into? Why are you so happy all the time, you know, when I see you at Starbucks? And then they're going to have a great answer, which to me is kind of the alluring, who are you? How are you doing it? And I think, yeah, that's what I would add to the two amazing answers we already had.
Great. Thank you. Okay. So I want to see, Graydon or McCall, is there anything you wanted to add to what you've heard so far? Otherwise, I have some other things that I could ask you based on what you guys offered so far.
I'll jump in and offer something. This actually gets back, Shadi, to what you had described at the top, that many women will say and do things and they're not aware of the impact. And I want to offer that men are, you know, we're ultimately very, very sensitive inside. And there's a tremendous amount of power that women have in their speaking because we have to put down our sword to be in an intimate space with a woman because we know instinctively that we can't just jump to our instincts to, you know, to break stuff and to fix stuff and to really set things right in aggressive ways. And we put that down to be in relationships. And many times what I've observed and experienced is once we put those things down, we know that we're not allowed to pick them up to defend ourselves inside the context of that relationship. And a lot of times without knowing it, women will be aggressive, they'll complain, they'll belittle, they'll, emasculate. And they don't really get how deep that impact goes. Perhaps they think it bounces off, and perhaps they think that because we don't necessarily show it, that we can quote-unquote take it. Now, we can take it, but the trouble is it's actually harming the relationship, it's harming our ability to respect her, and it's harming our ability to be with her. And then it goes from this desire to be with her to this duty to be with her, and then we move into this consideration of, I think it's really time to leave. And she'll have no awareness of that dynamic from beginning to end. And I think that's why, you know, your mission, as you described it, to stop, and I agree with you, it's completely needless suffering. And all it requires is a bit of knowledge to really shift that. And the power that's contained in these distinctions and what your mission is, really does and can make all the difference in the world. Because any state of a relationship, if she says one thing that builds him up versus 10 things that tear him down, she will have instantly transformed that relationship into a piece of heaven. And that's how we as men experience it. And that's how important women are to us, and your presence, and how important your presence is for us, that it is literally that place of magic and enchantment, and a place that we look forward to literally sort of existing in and jumping around in. And anything that blocks that is deeply painful. So that's all.
Thank you. Wow. Okay. And great intervents, anything else you want to say?
This is Vince. I'd love to hear what you have next, if he has no comment.
Okay, great. So it was interesting in listening to you all, because, of course, I can't help but think about my own self because that's just what we do as women. We have this thing called the center of the universe. And I was thinking about my own self, and I was thinking about when I am most approachable, and I think about when men are actually approaching me. And I was thinking about on Saturday night after leading a Queen's Code workshop, is two days, Saturday and Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And after a Queen's Code workshop at 7 p.m., I eventually leave the workshop around 7:30, 8 o'clock. I'm usually pretty hungry. So I head to some place to get myself some food, whether it's Trader Joe's or a Rubio's or wherever I go, or out with friends for dinner. And I am so profoundly happy. I am just so happy that I got to do my passion. And I have to tell you, and please don't come. I want to come off as arrogant, but men talk to me randomly, you know, and are just, it's like if I go to a Trader Joe's, they're so over, like on top of each other, trying to help me out, and when they're like checking me out, they're giving me all sorts of information about themselves. So I know that they are available, and and when they are available, and that they will be able to take care of me, that they're not just this, you know, cashier at Trader Joe's. And I'm like, I don't think they check out everybody like that. And so why I'm giving this example is there seems to be, with approachability, like two things going on. There is the woman and what she's doing. So, like, on my part is to be happy. Like, when I'm the most happiest is when men are approaching me. So when you guys talked about smiling, making eye contact, okay? So that's my part, right? That I have to play. But then when I was listening to you guys, I was thinking about your part in that. And you said the word, Graydon said the word about acceptance. And again, it seems like it comes down to the woman accepting the man. And when I've interviewed, and I keep on hearing it over and over again, what men look for when a man talks about his wife and why he married her, the word that always comes up is acceptance. She accepted me. And we have a whole course called the Queen's Code for Relationship. And we dismantle marriage, and then we put it back together. But the essence of it is still comes down to acceptance. And that's where it starts, acceptance. But it's so important. It's so key. And so there's big part that women have to play. Be happy and show it. Be comfortable in yourself. Be accepting of the man. There's all this stuff that we have to play. But there was some question I had about you guys and about, I guess it's like I want to hear more about what it's like for you so that the women can hear what it's like for you when you're, how are you affected by being around a woman when she's happy, or when you're around a woman who accepts you, that makes you so attracted to her, that makes her so approachable, that makes her so alluring. And I might be asking you to repeat yourself, but I promise you, I have to repeat myself all the time when I'm leading the Queen's Code workshop, because this is so foreign to us as women. So please don't feel like you're being a broken record. We actually do need to hear it more. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can do that.
Okay. Who was that? I couldn't tell.
That was me, Graydon. You want us
Thanks,
to go in the
Graydon.
Same order again?
Yeah, sure.
All right, awesome. So there's a few things that came up when you were talking. One of them is the irony is you just taught a Queen's Code workshop, and there you are all bouncy and happy, and guys are coming up to you and approaching you. So you are that man magnet because you're teaching other women to be a man magnet. And that happiness thing is really awesome. It's like men really, really need to be with women that they can make happy. And if you're already happy, that means that there's like a glimmer of hope that he can make you happy, right? So if you're trudging through life, head down, shoulders slumped, you know, rainy cloud following you around over your head all the time, a guy is generally going to perceive that as, I don't know why I'd want to sign on for that. Why, like, if she's not capable of being happy, I don't. And the funny thing is a lot of guys don't know this. So what they'll do is women are amazing. They have this amazing ability to get the attention and capture the attention of men. So you're great at getting our attention, but what captivates us afterwards is basically everything all three of us men have talked about tonight. And it's that little part where it's like, you know, you're willing to accept us as men. You show us the glimmer of hope that we can make you happy. Those are massive things for us. You know, like the other guys were saying, it's like you can shut us down 10 different ways, 10 different times, and just give us a little bit of appreciation, and you'll see us perk up and treat you like absolute gold. And can you imagine what kind of world we'd live in if, you know, everybody was treated like gold all the time? So, yeah, what you just said about being happy and bouncy. I mean, when women are, and you can tell, I mean, and it isn't like when I'm, say, walking down the street or something, and, you know, it's not that I want to, you know, have sex with the women that are approachable. So there's no threat there. There's just another human being sharing the world with these beautiful women. And it doesn't matter how attractive you are, whether or not you are my type. That doesn't matter in terms of approachability. You cannot be my type, but be exceptionally approachable. Like, I found myself often surprised by some of the women that I end up being attracted to because their personality is so amazing, but a lot of that has to do with how they're carrying themselves through life and how accepting they are and how much fun they're just having with themselves. So you have this ability to transform everything else around you as women. So I hope that helps a little bit.
It did. That was awesome. Thank you.
Okay.
Wonderful.
You're welcome.
And I'd like to echo that with Graydon as well, and add that to point out the distinction between being attracted to a man and accepting a man. Mm. And why, as Shadi pointed out, that so many men say, she accepted me. And you noted that none of them said that, you know, she was attracted to me. Because for someone, the way that at least I personally, the way that I experience it when a woman is attracted to me is she's looking at my position. She's looking at my authority in the world. She's looking at my possessions. She's looking at where I live. She's looking at who and what I have access to. And she might even be attracted to, you know, a suit. But none of that is inherently related to who I really am and what I need inside the context of a relationship. And what I need is to be accepted. And to be accepted, in my experience, comes from a woman who has accepted herself. She has accepted herself in her style. She has accepted herself as her body. She's accepted herself as her hair, as her smile, as her favorite food, as her favorite holiday destination. She's accepted herself. And as Graydon pointed out, it's about how does she navigate the world? How does she navigate herself in life? Because one of the fundamental things that I'm looking for in a partner is exactly that. How does my partner or potential partner navigate the world? Because the world is what we together have to navigate. And I do my best to be as effective as I can at navigating the world and in all the challenges that are thrown at me and therefore us. I want to know that my partner is competent and willing to face the challenges that exist in the world and is not going to be steamrolled by them. Because her not being steamrolled by those challenges literally takes one challenge off of my plate, and that's to also carry her while I'm slinging my sword out there in the world. And I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that she is comfortable, that she is happy to the degree that I can provide those things. And my commitment is to absolutely deliver and provide those things. But if she hasn't accepted herself, my experience is she doesn't actually see what I'm providing. She doesn't see the value of it. She doesn't see the utility of it. She doesn't see the usefulness of it. And that is just a deep eroding force in the relationship. Because then it turns from actions that I take as expressions of love, and everything turns into this skepticism. Well, why did you do that? Why did you bring that to me? Why did you do this? Why did you do that? And there's nothing more deflating. There's nothing more, sucks the air out of my desire, really both my desire and ability to provide those things, than someone who doubts something that I'm providing them. Someone that I've committed myself to. So the thing I emphasize first and foremost is really accept yourself. And that means exploring yourself, and that means looking at what you want and what you don't want, and being really clear about it, and also learning how to ask for what you want. There's a very powerful respect that gets built and continues to be built when a woman has the strength and the clarity to just stand up, throw her shoulders back and say, I need to go on holiday. I need us to spend some time together this week. I need you to help me with da-da-da. We don't process hinting. We don't process guessing. We certainly don't process complaining in the way that you would hope that we would. In fact, it's quite corrosive to receive a complaint. We respect a request. Because when something's requested, we can take action on that request. And we love taking action for you. We love it. Ask us something, and if we can do it, we are happy to do it. And that seems to be something that I observe that women really don't understand about men when they're trying to please or trying to not offend us. There's nothing we love more than to be asked a direct question. And we're going to say yes or no or give another possibility. But the relationship is strengthened with requests.
Wow. Thank you. That was awesome.
Welcome.
Okay. Vince, anything you have left to say?
Well, those were some pretty great answers for that. I echo all of that information as well. I was going to take it from a different angle. I think we've talked about why it's important to kind of be our best selves and show who we are and go out there. And what all too often I think happens is that it's easy for us to kind of be downtrodden by the process you know, people will go out on a blind date, and she set her friend up to call her 15 minutes in so she can fake an emergency and get out of there. You know, like we have some of that, right? I'm wondering how old her pictures are when I get there to see her and how much the age, you know, was fudged. She's wondering how much I've lied about my income and if I'm really going to be taller than her, right? Like, it's easy for some of that stuff to just kind of be our pattern. But when you show up to a date that you rigged yourself a parachute to get out of, what if it's kind of like she frogged me before she showed up, right? I loved what you said about the frog farming. So when we do those things, when we say, you know, all men are pigs, or there's nobody good on at speed dating, or online personal ads are for chumps, if we ever catch ourselves in that emotional space or thinking about those things, it's a great indication that we're not going to be our best self when we go. Because we're not grounded in, I'm me, Vince is great fun, Vince is really entertaining, and he's going to go out and see if he can find some fun, entertaining people, right? Not trying to get married in the next 24 hours, right? I don't have any big agenda. I'm just going to go out and see what it is and what's there. And if there was, by accident, another woman, a woman who was out there who was trying to do the same thing, then we would both connect, and we both wouldn't have given the other one some walls they had to hop over in the first place, right? She's just waiting for the bad news, you know, waiting for me to say I'm unemployed or something. I knew it. Internet guys are always unemployed. But that energy space is really the opposite of being the best person. What would behoove us in all of our relationships is just to see, I want to be the best person I can be while allowing her to be the best person she can be, and we should go as deep as we can, as fast as we can, and just see if we're a match. And I think sometimes we're afraid to not be a match or just to say pass. But I think we pass on lots of people that we didn't really give a chance. We didn't really show up as our best self to see if somebody was interested in. And I think that's really an important part of it, that if we're afraid of the process or we're sure this isn't going to work or we don't really want to go to this stupid event, then that's a really good indication that we're not going to show up as our best self. Like, it's a really good way to catch ourselves ahead of time. And maybe we do need to switch events or approaches. But when two people show up happy and interested, ready to go, they can very quickly figure out if there are two people that should be together and can build on that. And I think a lot of times people are wasting a lot of energy and having negative experiences, you know, without showing up that way. And, of course, that's what's attractive and approachable in the first place. But I just wanted to kind of discuss that from the what we might be doing, you know, the what not to do direction, since the other two gentlemen, I think, covered it straightforward. So.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that perspective. Mm-hmm. Well, gentlemen, I have to tell you, this was very satisfying. I am incredibly happy over here. I want to thank you, each and every one of you, Graydon, McCall, and Vince, for what you provided. And what you provided was this. You provided clarity. You provided insight. You provided gravitas. And you provided hope. I hope the women and the few men that were on the call got that. There's actually a lot of hope in what you said. And if you didn't hear that, please go back and listen to a recording. But you also delivered on something that I promised. I asked the people. I said, you know, the thing that I need from you all, if you want to stay on this call, is I need it to be okay for us to be able to be honest, authentic, and transparent. And you guys were that. So thank you so much for your time, for being with us on this call, being honest, authentic, transparent, saying it straight how it really is so that they could hear it and so that they could take some of that into their lives. And my hope and my prayer is that they'll use it. So thank you for your time and your energy to make a difference in the world. God bless you guys.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
And I get to tell the women on this call the answer to the question that I posed at the very beginning. There was a question I asked. Maybe you guys don't remember what that was, so I'll remind you. I asked you that I was going to, I told you I was going to answer this question. I told you I was going to answer the question, what's the difference between a woman who has really great relationships with men and a woman who doesn't? And this is the answer to this question. The difference is she understands her power as a woman. She understands her power. She understands her unique power, her feminine power. She understands how powerful she is in her relationships with men, with women, with children, and especially with herself. She understands her feminine power, and one of the feminine forms of power is receptivity, being receptive. So we have an amazing world to offer you. We have an amazing world, and tonight was just a taste of that world, a taste of the insights that we can provide through our information. But here's the thing. We don't just provide information. We provide transformation. Information is head knowledge, and we can give you a lot of that. We can give you a lot of the head knowledge, the information, the answers to your questions. We can provide that. So our workshops will answer a lot of the whys. Why did he do that? Why didn't he do that? Why doesn't he understand me? Why don't I understand him? Why can't I get better communication? Why? Our workshops will answer the whys that plague you, okay? But here's the difference. We'll also transform you. And how to transform you is to heal your heart. And that's what's going to happen. We're going to heal your heart so you can love again, so you can love men, women, and yourself. And that is what's going to make all the difference in the world, in your relationships. So, to register into the Queen's Code workshop, you go to registerunderstandmen.com, registerunderstandmen.com. When you pay in full, the tuition is for the two-day course is $849. That's when you pay in full. Because you've listened to this teleclass, I get to give you a promotional code. This promotional code will give you a discount of $124 off of the regular tuition. When you apply the promotional code to the paid in full price, the paid in full price will go down to $725. The promotional code is SA1014. So that's strawberry apple 1014. That's SA1014. You save the most money when you pay in full. But we do not want money to get in the way of you transforming your relationships with men forever. Please don't let money or time or any other reason get in the way from you stopping suffering in your life. Needless suffering. So we created a payment plan. The payment plan is 7 payments of $125. You still get to use a promotional code. The promotional code will take $124 off of the payment plan. That will make the first payment only $1. So your first payment will be $1. Then you'll make 6 additional payments of $125. So you'll make one payment of $1, and then 6 additional payments of $125 deducted from your credit card or debit card every 30 days. You save the most money if you pay in full because there is a $25 administrative fee when you use a payment plan. We did the math for you. If you do the 6-month payment plan, what you're doing is you're paying $4 a day for the next 6 months. $4 a day. And you will transform your relationship with men forever in 2 short days. The way the payment plan goes is that it's not layaway. You can actually make one payment today, just one payment today, and be in our soonest workshop. You can be in the workshop, have only made one payment, and you've completed the workshop and you've only made one payment or maybe 2 payments, depending on the date of the workshop. So you do not have to make all of your payments before the workshop. Regardless if you pay in full or if you do the payment plan, you still get to use a promotional code. And again, the promotional code is SA1014, strawberry apple 1014. Now, we have some really great bonuses that are available when you register. And you'll register by going to www.com. registeruntherstandmen.com. When you go to registeruntherstandmen.com and you register for the Queen's Code Workshop, the gifts that you're going to get are very useful and very practical. And one of the gifts that you'll get as soon as you finish your registration. So as soon as you finish your registration, you're going to get something that you can use immediately. And why that is because we want you to continue your education with us as soon as possible. So we're going to give you something to tie you over until you actually attend the live workshop. After you register into the Queen's Code Workshop, you're going to get immediately, you're going to receive a downloadable audio recording of Loving More by Sacrificing Less. See, it's very common for us to believe that love means you need a sacrifice. But have you ever noticed that sacrificing only leaves you resentful, tired, and angry? What if it's actually an act of love not to sacrifice? What if you could partner without sacrificing? In this audio recording, you'll learn how to stop wasting your time and energy on things that just leave you feeling depleted, neglected, and used. And you'll learn how to get the appreciation you need to feel valued and loved. The recording costs $89. When you register for the Queen's Code Workshop, you'll receive it as a bonus for registering. Then after you complete the weekend workshop, you have two more bonuses waiting for you. You'll have a 30-minute private coaching session with a program leader like myself. And why we give you a private coaching session is because though many of your questions will get answered at the weekend workshop, you may still have a couple questions left, perhaps about a particular man or specific scenario. We give you a private 30-minute coaching session so that you can get that personal attention you need to feel confident with the tools that we give you at the course. This private, personal, one-on-one coaching session costs $48, but we give it to you as a gift when you register for the Queen's Code Workshop. Finally, the third gift you're going to get with registration is a 3-session follow-up teleclass series with topics that include how to bring out the best in men, you win when he wins, and how to change a man. The teleclass series costs $125. Now, the combined value for the course and all three of the bonuses is $1,111. When you register using the promotional code I give you, that's SA1014, that's Strawberry Apple 1014, when you register, you're going to get all of that costs a combined value of $1,111 for $725, or 6 payments of $125. That's a 35% savings. You're going to get almost $400 off. So again, to register, you go to registeruntherstandmen.com. And when you register, you're going to get the weekend course, that's the Queen Code Workshop, the audio recording, that's Loving More by Sacrificing Less, the 30-minute private coaching session with a program leader like myself, the follow-up teleclass series, all of that for $725 or 6 payments of $125. Now, you can transfer to another city or another date free of charge as long as you do it 46 days before the workshop that you're registered in, and you do it on your account on our website. Now, I want you to know our promise. Our promise is this. If you register for the Queen's Code Workshop, and if you give us 2 days of your lives, and you participate fully, we will transform your view of men forever. We are so confident of this. We are so sure of this. We have 100% money-back guarantee. If we don't deliver on this promise, we will give you all of your money back. So I'm going to tell you who our customers are so you can see if you identify. Our customers are courageous women and men with a strong desire to have satisfying relationships. They want to gain an extraordinary understanding of gender and are willing to adopt a new point of view towards men and women. So really, it's all about you and what's possible for you. It's all about you being satisfied. It's all about you getting what you need from men. It's all about you getting what makes you happy from men. It's all about you living the life of a queen, the queen you were born to be. So what would make it worth it for you? Would becoming a man magnet make it worth it for you? Would having relationships that are fun, exciting, fulfilling, romantic, would that make it worth it for you? Would ending needless suffering make it worth it for you? Look and see what's in your heart. And my hope, my prayer, is that you'll register for the Queen's Code Workshop because you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. It's been a pleasure to be with you tonight. Good night, and God bless.